cabinets.
And we want to keep our dream home and everything we put into it safe. That's why we protect it with American Family Insurance.
And with the Dream Vault app, our new web-based home inventory tool, you can securely document all of your belongings just in case the unspeakable ever happens. You don't even have to be an American Family customer to use it. Download the Dream Vault app now at amfam.com. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual, Standard of Ohio, and Wisconsin Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, has created an event you have to see to believe. Now through Labor Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sale at performancebike.com. One-time special buys, inventory blowouts, end-of-season closeouts, find savings of 40, 50, up to 60% off. Plus, category after category of top-name gear reduced for this online event. And all bikes on sale, many at the lowest prices of the summer. It's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sell-Off at performancebike.com. Now through Labor Day.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Step to B Square.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. Later on, at 1 hour from now, your chance to play the Harris Challenge. I've got a great batch of knuckleheads in the news for you as we roll into Labor Day weekend. Congratulations that the boss let you out a little bit early today to start the long holiday weekend. This portion of the show is brought to you by Auric Home Centers. There are seven of them in the St. Louis area. If you don't know the Auric brand name, then you don't know the best vacuum cleaners you can buy. And lots more information available when you go into one of those seven locally owned and operated Auric home centers. Or check them out online at O-R-E-C-K, auric.com. They are the proud sponsors of our movie and club segment with Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Joe, how are you today?
I am hot.
How is it that you just came in from a 100-degree day and you are wearing long sleeves?
Yeah.
Because it's slimming, you know, the long sleeves. And I've been noticing that my...
This was a problem for you?
Hey, I'm not kidding. I am not kidding.
I'm the fat guy on the show, and
yeah,
I'm wearing short sleeves.
No, I've found, and everybody told me what happened. They said, oh, your metabolism is going to catch up. I have found that I'm more comfortable if I undo my pants. So, you know, because there's some tightness happening, man, and it's not the good tight.
And that's why you're wearing long sleeves, because you have to unbutton your pants?
Hey, well, Joe, you can buy bigger pants.
Yeah, they make them now.
You can buy 30s instead of 28s.
You know what, just back up, because I'm a 34-34. I'll put that out there right now. I'm a 42 long, 34-34, in case anybody wants
Quit
to buy.
Quit bragging.
What?
Yeah, really.
There's no bragging there. A 34-34? Come on.
I remember junior high.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is evident. And if you want, one day, I'll do this. Okay, we might have to stream the show live on the internet as well for people to check this out. I'll do my report not wearing a single layer of clothing, if you'd like. You can see.
Yeah, because that's what we want to put on the internet.
But I'm telling you, man, there's some
Isn't that what Anthony Weiner went to jail for?
Yes.
There are some gelatinous areas that are starting to sprout.
Who asked? Did I ask?
You did. You asked why I'm wearing the long sleeves.
Oh, you're
trying
right.
to look slim.
I'm going to throw
McGraw's
out.
Already done that in the morning, so it's already been done.
McGraw's done the show nude?
Yes.
He really did it naked. Did he really?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Somebody looked at the camera and said, There's a Tic Tac there.
I'm not here
again, though, is the part that I don't get. The extra, let's call it 10 inches of sleeve, you think that that is really slimming?
No, Paul.
It's 100 degrees outside. That's my point.
Yes, it is. It's 100
Loosen
degrees.
Loosen the tie, undo the top button, take the long sleeve off.
I'm literally loosening
off.
The tie right now. Is it okay? Because yes. I feel like I'm being choked by these tactics that you got going on right now.
I apologize. All right, let's get to the movies. I did not get to go to any screenings this week, but both Ian and Dan went to see movies that are out that we've already reviewed, so we can get that from them, their take on a couple of movies that we've reviewed. But what did you see this week? Anything new?
Yeah. Ethan Hawke has a movie called The Getaway, which title is the only similarity if you're familiar with other Getaway movies.
Is this connected to the original Steve McQueen, Ally McGraw Getaway?
No, only in title is it connected in that way.
Because I think that if it was the same, they'd have to call it Lee Daniels Getaway, wouldn't they, by law?
See, this is a gray area, because I've seen several movies that have the same title.
Well, this is what I don't understand about The Butler.
Right.
They got sued by the people who owned that 1913 silent movie because they thought it'd be confusing, and yet this is not the only movie called The Getaway.
No, Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger did a movie called The Getaway.
That was a remake of the McQueen-McGraw movie.
Maybe it's not The Getaway. Maybe it's just Getaway.
Oh.
Because there were several, the Patriots, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. There
were two Project X's, one with Matthew Broderick
and the monkey.
One in 2012 was called Project X.
Yep.
I'm thinking that the logic here is that the movie studio says, hey, you know, if they get ours confused with the other one, not a real big deal. Plus, it gives more credit to the original Getaway because this movie absolutely blows. All right? The word of mouth is a good thing because people are going to go and pick up a Steve McQueen movie after they get stuck with this. And let me tell you the amazing original plot. Ethan Hawke.
Can I guess? I actually don't know.
Okay, fire away.
But I'm going to guess that The Getaway is a wrong man movie where he was caught up in something he didn't mean to get caught up in, probably with the wrong woman, and she needed to get away from something, and he is just an innocent guy who was caught up in helping her, and then all of a sudden, the mob or some vicious killer or her family they're all out to get her, and so now they're all out to get him. In connection to it. Am I close? Am I anywhere close?
You scratched the surface just a bit, all right? They say that this movie, a critic actually said, it's Taken meets Drive. No, it's not, okay? The only thing Taken is every car chase I've ever seen in my life completely ripped off and put into this film. Also, you've got the idea, it's Taken because his wife gets taken, and a mysterious bad guy says, I want you to steal this very rare Shelby Mustang, okay, and go on this really wicked wild car chase thing. And essentially, you're watching a 90-minute car chase. We have heard that before, right? Steal a Shelby Mustang. I mean, that has happened in film before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so that immediately, I mean, couldn't they have picked any other car? I mean, you could have picked any other car. Instead, it has to be the Shelby Mustang. So, Ethan,
I want you to steal a Prius.
Yeah.
From the movies that will never be made department.
Steal a town and country minivan.
In a world where there are no charging stations.
Try to get your electric car.
I want you to steal a Nissan Leaf.
And then, there you go.
And 40 miles later, we'll catch up to you.
The worst bit about this film is it really is just a 90-minute car chase. I hate to say that. And who's our brilliant newsman? What's that guy? The guy who's in love with Vin Diesel?
Colin.
Yeah. Colin Jeffrey.
I hate to put Colin down or anything, or I hate to give him credit, I guess, but the Fast and Furious movies are much better at doing what they're attempting to do in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Selena Gomez. Do you know who Selena Gomez is?
Yeah.
Was she one of those Disney kids?
Yes. Yeah. And she was like a Nickelodeon kid, too, or something, right? Wasn't she?
She's the one that did not masturbate on the VMAs.
There we go.
Now she's... she Justin Bieber's girlfriend also?
Yeah. Yes, Dan. Her and Bieber hooked up, and I think they made up, broke up. Who cares? She's in the film as a tech genius who is a gearhead as well. And it just doesn't suit her. It reminds me of the worst Bond girl of all time, which would be...
Denise Richards.
Yes. Same miscasting there. Also...
As a nuclear scientist.
We get an actor...
She can't even figure out Charlie Sheen. And she's a nuclear scientist.
There's an actor who shows up in this film that I have lost a lot of respect for. Not because he's, you know, a bad person or anything, but the guy just... I don't find him talented. It probably was the movie Anaconda that really killed it for me. But John Voight shows up and does the absolute worst German accent I've ever heard.
Really?
All you have to do is just be John Voight. He's kind of creepy on his own now. I mean, he's 95 years old.
He's in this new FX series, Ray Donovan.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Which is getting some praise. I watched one episode of it, and as soon as he showed up, I'm not kidding, as soon as he showed up, and I've liked him in other movies, but in that show, the very first hour, as soon as the John Voight character showed up, I went, I'm done with this.
There's really no validity or credibility to him right now, in my opinion. So
when at the beginning of his career, he did some great stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm not discarding that.
Deliverance,
yes.
Coming Home, Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy, that earns him respect for decades, mm-hmm. obviously. But nowadays, not so much. So
that's the one where he plays sportscaster Joe Buck.
Oh.
That's his character in the movie.
Oh, is okay.
It Joe Look Buck? It up. Check out. If you don't believe me, look on IMDb.
Wow.
So the getaway.
Call Carol and ask her. She'll tell you.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. The Getaway is getting a 1 out of 10 on my review scale, only getting that 1 because there are a couple of moments where the car chase scenes are decent, but don't do a car chase scene that goes through a public park where people are hanging out. It's been done. Die Hard with a Vengeance did it, and it's never been done better since then. I'm not saying that because I've Bruce Willis and all the love. I'm saying it because you just, some things you don't need to redo over and over again. The Getaway blows. That's my wonderful review of that film.
Is that movie being released now because this is probably one of the worst weekends for moviegoers? Because I know that the Labor Day weekend is second, in the retail world, is second only to Thanksgiving Black Friday weekend for people going out and shopping. And I think probably also... it's a weekend when a lot of people are trying to get in their last chance at the pool before it closes or whatever. So does Hollywood just consider this a throwaway weekend and so the Getaway ends up here?
Yeah, because we have officially closed the book on the summer box office season. You know, summer movies,
yep.
Summer season's already over.
Yep.
So then we haven't inched yet to where it could be considered fall, where you get your early Oscar contenders and whatnot. Mm. If this movie had a leg to stand on, they would have put it out 2 weeks earlier and it could have been part of the big summer box office thing. Another reason why the movie is going to die on this particular weekend, the only other film opening that I'm aware of is the One Direction concert film. So that should hook you up with all the need to know there.
I wish you'd told me. I should have gotten advanced tickets. It was already open, didn't it? I missed the first screening. Damn!
Speaking of movies where there's car chases, did you hear that Kurt Russell just signed on to be in Fast and the Furious Part 7?
Seven.
Snake Plissken, man! Kurt Russell!
Another thing that'll make Cal and Jeffrey really happy.
Look, Kurt Russell... In the movie Death Proof, as Stuntman
what
Mike.
What movie?
Death Proof.
I never heard of it.
You Grindhouse, man, when you had Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez, they had Planet Terror and they had Death Proof. It was a double feature.
Oh, it was part of that?
Yeah.
Oh, with the shotgun leg or whatever. Wasn't that...
Well, it was a
machine gun
leg. Yeah, it was Megan... Who was it?
It wasn't Megan Fox.
No. She used to be hot and she had a lot of work done on the face.
Goldie Hawn.
No. Let's see.
Am I wrong?
Rose McGowan.
Wait a second. Yes. Hold on a second. Am I wrong?
You're
not.
The only thing wrong with Goldie Hawn is gravity, unfortunately, in that
scenario.
Because she had
the surgery done that made the gravity a problem.
Rose McGowan at one time was hot as nails. I mean, just sick hot. And she had work done, man. You do a Google search of before and after for work.
Yes, I've seen it.
It is sickening. It really is. Stop it. I mean, to every female out there, just stop the work.
Well, that's how I felt about Meg Ryan.
Stop it! Yes.
I mean, Meg Ryan was America's cutest woman.
Oh, my goodness.
For 10 years, right?
It looks like it took a walrus's head and ripped those lips off and put them on her face.
Exactly, yeah.
She got stung by 100 bees in the face.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're all guys. I don't find it attractive. The women with the lips that look just abnormally wrong, like they're going to say,
I think they do it for other women, because I can't find it for...
I'm only judging based on what my wife's reaction is to these women. I think Barbara Hershey was the first one I ever saw do that with the giganto lips.
Yeah.
They look like those wax lips that you used to be able to get in candy stores.
Yes.
But they're walking around with them all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember my wife said, why would you do that? And Meg Ryan was another one of them.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's not right, it's wrong, it's gross.
Ladies, guys don't want that.
Yes.
No, maybe the ladies want it, maybe they just want them to be fixated on lips. I mean, there's a million ways you could go with that, but to me, it's just, you know, not my thing.
No, don't do that.
I won't.
Okay. You emailed me that you wanted to talk about something to do with a Star Trek DVD.
Oh, yeah,
a controversy about
it. Well, Paramount is trying, and a lot of movie studios are leaning in this direction. There's fair warning for all you DVD collectors, and I'm one of you, so I'm feeling the pain. They want everyone to go digital to the point where, if you go to Walmart nowadays, there stores all over the place, you'll see, wait a minute, that movie didn't come out yet. Why is it right there? No, it's not. It's a piece of cardboard. If I buy this piece of cardboard, then my movie is going to be digitally downloaded to my laptop or my computer or my TV 2 weeks before it even comes out to buy. So,
whoa, wait a second. I don't understand. You have to go to Walmart to get a piece of cardboard
so you can download
a movie?
You can go to, they do it at other stores. I'm just saying Walmart is notorious for having these things everywhere.
Why can't you just, downloading to your computer, right?
Yeah, you gotta.
Why do you have to leave your house?
You talk about a little card?
Yeah, well, it's essentially the film cover, and on the inside is a redeemable code. You have to have that code. If you don't have that code, then you can't get the movie jacked straight into your viewing console.
Why wouldn't they make that available so that you can just go buy it online?
I'm guessing they made a deal with Walmart the stores.
And the movie studios want this to go down. They want this to be the way people are buying because they don't want to manufacture too many DVDs. That's why we have so many bargain bins, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the problem. When it comes to Star Trek in the Darkness, a lot of Trek fans are really ticked off because if you buy Star Trek in the Darkness at Target, you're going to get really cool special features on the Blu-ray.
Okay.
If you buy it at Best Buy, you'll get really cool special features on that Blu-ray. But they'll be completely different than the ones you get at Target.
What?
No, seriously. Then, if you buy it somewhere else, like if you digitally download it, you get the digitally downloaded special features and everything else you would have gotten. You have to buy the movie like 4 or 5 times at different, you know, stores in order to get every single special feature that you want if you're a big dork like me.
Are they only doing that hoping that dorks like you are going to buy multiple copies of it? Because is the average consumer going to care enough to think, oh, I didn't get the outtakes from the second Scotty scene?
Hey, that's a good point, but when it comes to people that would buy a Star Trek movie, there's a good chance that they're going to watch a lot of the bonus stuff. They're probably doing it so that a guy like me could say, man, I guess I'm going to have to buck up now and just download all my movies as opposed to buying them in stores. Because, again, it's the manufacturing of all these DVDs that have got movie companies losing money because we're giving away DVDs now at the $5 bins all the time.
Now, what happens if you're streaming a movie like that? Because I know when I get stuff from Netflix, I don't have the choice of seeing any special features. Even when I get the actual DVD in the mail, it's a rental-only DVD, which has, you know,
bare bones.
It's got the trailers for the other stuff. Same thing with Redbox.
Right.
Again,
the perk is that if you purchase this as a downloadable item, what they've done, like for Star Trek in the Darkness, for example, if you were to buy that at Walmart, by now you will already own and have available to watch, you know, Star Trek 2. Also, they mail you a bonus copy of the original Star Trek with brand new special features and whatnot, which I find a bit odd because they also mail you a version of Star Trek 2. So you can buy in advance.
Star Trek 2 or Trek Into Darkness?
Into Darkness.
Uh-huh.
So check out the logic there. You buy a piece of cardboard so you can download the film. It's now your film and you get to watch it weeks before anybody else can even buy it. And then on the day it gets released, in the mailbox, you'll have the exact same thing.
On a DVD.
Yeah.
Same features?
No. That's what...
what?
Again,
I'm so confused.
Star Trek fans are really ticked off, and they're afraid that this is Paramount's way of trying to, I don't know, test the market to see if this is something they can get away with. I say stop it. Don't do it anymore. If we buy DVDs, if we're buying DVDs, there's a reason. We want to have that film. We want to own it. We want to discover it. That's the whole reason why DVD was awesome in the first place. You could get all these cool special things you couldn't get on a VHS.
Right, and you can't get it on the rental copy either, so
right.
You got to buy it. Now, I'm curious. You talk about the market. The market for Star Trek is kind of specialized. I guess Star Trek and Star Wars and, you know, maybe Harry Potter, maybe Lord of the Rings kind of stuff. That Comic-Con mentality appeal would be mostly people who, not mostly, but a large portion of them would be people who would want to have every different copy and want to download, you know, the blueprints of the new enterprise, and people who are really into that. I mean, in terms of cults that were engaged with pop culture, Trekkies are probably number one on the list all time. Is this a marketing strategy that the movie companies are doing now with all their different movies, or are they specializing in just that kind of a movie?
The conspiracy theorist amongst myself and other Trekkers is that this is their way to test the reaction of fans, monitor the sales, and do it for more, like you were mentioning, Comic-Con type films. Things where, look, I'll admit it, Paul, I have bought the Star Wars trilogy in multiple formats probably 9 times, mm-hmm. Okay? It's sick, all right? Same film, all right? Well, we could debate that for hours, but the point is people will go and buy multiple copies of this film at Target or at Best Buy just so they can know they've got every, like you said, deleted Scotty scene or the alternate take of someone yelling Khan or whatever it might be. Sorry to spoil anything for you if you haven't seen the film yet. We'll just pretend I didn't say anything. There it is. I think this is going to not be something to worry too much about, and I am curious about maybe doing this whole downloading type thing. But again, it's not a brag thing, but I like having a movie collection.
But
I
for
really
instance,
do.
When Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine, which is becoming a big hit now and is out in more theaters than any Woody Allen movie's ever been, being released wide, as they call it in the business, when that comes out on DVD, are there going to be multiple versions of a Woody Allen movie? Or?
No, but what they should do is Woody Allen should call those guys at Criterion, because the Criterion edition of a DVD is 9 times out of 10 always better than any kind of studio release.
Okay.
So hopefully, if it's done right, then the Woody Allen film will have everything that you would want to have on it. I'm just putting out there that when it comes to the real dorky things, the obsessive things, they're starting to take advantage, I believe, of the consumer loyalty and all that. And I could go into all these
Speaking
debates.
Of dorky and obsessive, you were upset when I said Trekkie instead of Trekker.
Well, we have changed the lexicon just a bit in the universe.
That's a yes.
What? No, Trekkie just sounds so lame. Trekker, hey, now that's just awesome.
We'll take a break and come back with more Joe Hipperson movie stuff here as the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon Friday edition continues on the Big 550.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and head into the holiday weekend with Tim Weiland.
This traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. BOGO is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Huge savings for back to school on brands like Vans, Adidas, Madden Girl. Famous Footwear, victory is yours. Just got a report of an accident on eastbound 40 near 141. I'm trying to find it on the camera. I haven't seen anything yet, but boy, traffic is really slow coming in eastbound from Clarkson all the way up through Highway 270. Looks like we're heavy again from about 170 through Big Bend. Westbound 40, the same thing. Your stop and go from Kings Highway out through McCausland. Looks like Lindbergh out through Timberlake Manor. You're slow from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. You'll find some slow pockets also from the 94 out through Wentzville. Also on southbound 270 now, you're slow from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound 40. That looks like it's slowing a little bit east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270 slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. And westbound 70, you're slow from Zumbel out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive and from Highway A to Wentzville Parkway. This traffic report is also brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart's got the brands you trust for your back to school list, like 5-star notebooks, Avery binders and dividers, Post-it notes, and more. So get everything on your list in one place. Save money, live better. Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, Mizzou kicks off the college football season by taking on Murray State. Coverage on KTRS begins at 4. Game time is 6. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. This Saturday morning wake-up with Sean Streeter begins at 5 a.m. The yard sale is from 7 to 9, followed by Animal Advice. Straight Talk and Retirement begins at 10, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 11. At 1, it's America's Wealth Management. Then it's John and Jim and the Inside Out Show at 2. And Eye on Health at 3. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
Local and state governments love sales tax. You know why? Because it's their best bet to balance their budgets. But guess where that money's going to come from? Probably you and your business. If you're using a manual process to manage your sales and use tax, there's a good chance you're getting it wrong, which means penalties and interest. Good news for the government balancing their budget, but bad news for you. So, what can you do? Easy. Avalara. It's the easiest, most accurate, and affordable way to manage your sales and use tax. Avalara is simple to use, connects with everything, and gets it right all the time. Focus on what you do best, managing your business, and leave the sales tax to us. Call Avalara today at 800-749-2803 for your free consultation. Even better, call right now and ask about our year of free filing offer. Don't miss out. Call 800-749-2803 today. That's 800-749-2803. Again, 800-749-2803. Some restrictions apply. Ask the operator for details.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-944-3778. That's 1-800-944-3778. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41, and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-6317. That's 1-800-900-6317. 1-800-900-6317. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip formica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Hi, I'm Terry, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's almost 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred Network dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles to fit your unique business needs. But we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. We can search high and low to find the truck that fits your business needs and deliver to you anytime and anywhere. Large, small, and in between, whatever it takes. We have you covered at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. If your trucks are the lifeblood of your business, then you know how important it is to keep them on the road in top condition. Our parts department is fully stocked, and our trained service technicians are fast, reliable, and available until 9 p.m. to make sure your trucks stay rolling safely and efficiently.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140.
Hey, Chris, late for swim practice, no?
I decided it wasn't really my thing.
But you liked swimming, and with your grades down last semester, at least it could help with college. Oh, some kid, Frank, came by. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer. Hey, where are your new sneakers?
Oh, I forgot them at school.
Well, you seem to be forgetting a lot lately.
The signs are there. So is our help. For advice on coping with teen drug use, visit thepartnership@drugfree.org.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate with some important news. With the start of Mizzou football, the showtime of This Week in Real Estate is changing. We'll be on this Saturday from 11 a.m. till 1. That's right, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 11 a.m. till 1. This week, our topics are taking advantage of foreclosures and short sales, how to buy a home with less than $1,000, and of course, your questions and comments. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall, this Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1. I look forward to you joining me.
If you're looking for a car battery, look to AutoZone, your Duralast battery headquarters. AutoZone's experts can pair you with the best fit for your car. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan and Ian and Joe all here. We're talking about movies. If you missed the first segment, Joe thinks that The Getaway with Ethan Hawke that's opening up this weekend stinks on ice.
Well, actually, the quote that I'm going to give to the press is blows. You know, because sometimes they'll say it'll blow
Joe
you
Hepperson
away.
Says,
"Yeah, this movie will blow you away." I would love just once.
All right. Yeah. Now here's something we haven't done before. You and I have reviewed movies on this show that Dan and Ian haven't seen, but now they've each seen one of the movies we've recently reviewed, and so I thought we'd say review the review to these guys, okay?
All right.
All right, now, I reviewed We're the Millers a few weeks ago on this show, and I think I gave it a 5.5 or a 6.
Yeah.
Dan went to see it recently. What did you think?
I agree with you. I would give it probably a 6 out of 10. I thought there were some funny parts in it. There were some predictable parts in it.
Very.
Very predictable. But still, all in all, it was a funny, just a no-brainer. You go in and just have some fun, have some laughs, and eat some popcorn.
Did it seem different after I told you how ridiculous it was that they're going to Mexico to bring marijuana back to Colorado, and now Colorado is where pot is already legal?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask.
Yeah, that was a little strange.
Now, there was a brilliant film critic named Joe Hipperson who said that Where the Millers takes a half hour before anything even gets funny or even starts moving. Would you agree with that? Or did you think it was a laugh a minute right from the very beginning?
No, I didn't think it was a laugh a minute right from the beginning because it kind of took a while to get things kind of moving a little bit with Sudeikis and...
Kind of what I just said.
What did you think of Jennifer Aniston as a stripper?
I was disappointed. She didn't take enough off.
Well,
movie stripper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
you only get to see strippers stripping in a movie that involves cops and or private detectives who have to go meet with some sort of guy who's a criminal informant. And the only place they're allowed to meet by law, as you know, is in strip clubs.
Okay, yes. I like that.
You need to get a no-name actress to play the stripper because she'll be willing to take her clothes off.
Exactly. Yeah. Or they have that scene and there's a stripper naked in the background.
Right.
Yeah. That. But you're not going to get Jennifer Aniston to do that.
All right, then I liked it.
What did you see, Ian?
We saw The World's End with Simon Pegg and what's the other guy?
Nick Frost.
And I'm not a huge fan of their movies. I don't think I saw Hot Fuzz, but I enjoyed Shaun of the Dead. And we both thoroughly enjoyed this one. I would give it 8 out of 10.
Wow.
I mean, you have to know kind of some of the British slang, I would say.
I remember, like, I think,
snockered or.
Well, when I was doing it, I said that, you know, if you don't understand any kind of Cockney accents or whatnot, you need a translator to help you out.
Yeah, was that hard for you?
I didn't notice with the accent, but you have to kind of know some of the vernacular that they use.
Certain words that they would say.
It's not a vernacular, it's a doobie.
Three Stooges, right? Yeah.
Certain words that they would say don't mean anything to us here, but over there. Completely different.
Bollocks
meaning.
Or...
What did you give the movie when you first reviewed it?
If I remember correctly, I thought that was a 9 out of 10. Now, Ian gave it an 8, which is fine.
Yeah.
My question for him, did the ending
disappoint you?
Yes, kind of. Yeah, it was kind of.
Is that because of the pace and the
The epic buildup? Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it was.
It's paced out very, very well, but then I believe emotionally and on a scale of pace, if whatever the heck that means, everything just kind of crashes. It's still
right.
Good.
To have all those, I mean, I don't want to give too much away to bet, but to have all those
elements
in overwhelming numbers, and then all of a sudden, essentially, the movie, he just told the head guy to F off. And then they said, okay, we're going to leave. So it was, they were running for their lives the entire movie.
It sounds like it's anticlimactic. They tell you in the title, it's the world's end. And when you leave the movie theater, that's not the world's end.
Well, right. Yeah, but you could also argue that the world's end is the name of the pub they have to get to.
Yes, that is there's the Golden Mile with 12 pubs where you drink a pint at each pub from the night. And the 12th pub is the world's end.
Which is what they're trying to make it to. And the way it's marketed, you would think, oh, it's a movie about the end of the world. And there's a little bit of a flip on that, and that's why I like how Shaun of the Dead is an amazing zombie film that just happens to be really, really funny. And that's, I know I'll have to twist your arm, and I'll have to kidnap you, but I would love for you to watch Shaun of the Dead. I really would, because I know you're like,
not gonna happen.
Zombies, whatever. There's so much more going on, man.
Not
going
to happen. I'll be honest with you. The other day, I was flicking around on TV, and one of the movie channels had Shaun of the Dead, and it was halfway through.
And you shot the TV.
No. I actually thought to myself, well, it's on one of the cable, the pay cable channels that I get, and I could probably go, and I could click more show times and see when else it's on, and record that, and eventually watch it. And then I thought, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, then I'd have to watch.
By the way, that 12 pubs, one pint at each pub, you know, John Hadley goes, rookie.
Yes.
That's right.
Back in my day, brother. I already did. I'm moving
to
Denver.
That would have been for breakfast.
It's not like this is the end, where when you get to the end, it's actually the end.
Right. Yes.
Which one do you think is better? Because you and I both like This is the End a lot.
Yes. I would give, This is the End, probably a 9, and this one an 8.
Whoa. Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got you.
A couple of DVDs I want to mention to you this week. I watched a movie that Robert Redford made. I think it only came out about 4 or 5 months ago, and it's already on DVD. It's called The Company You Keep.
Very limited release when it came out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Does that mean that nobody expected it to make money?
No. It was just the way that it was pushed out there. I believe it played at the Tivoli.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Plaza Frontenac or anything, but I remember seeing it only in limited places like that.
But, you know, I looked at the cast. This is a cast, enough people in this movie to make 3 movies, maybe 5. Robert Redford, Shia LaBeouf, Susan Sarandon, Stanley Tucci, Nick Nolte, Julie Christie, Brett Marling, Chris Cooper, Terrence Howard, Anna Kendrick, Richard Jenkins, Sam Elliott, Brenda Gleeson, and Stephen Root. That's a hell of a cast, isn't it?
Oh, no, it definitely is. The only before you go further, the only complaint I got about the film right off the bat is that I almost had to put the subtitles on when Nick Nolte was in it. I'm sorry.
Well, of course.
My God. I mean, really, it was just difficult.
I agree with you. Now, the movie is about a guy who lives in Maine, who is an attorney, who is running an everyday normal life, and then somebody else in that town, played by Susan Sarandon, gives herself up. Because 30 years ago, she was a member of, or I guess 40 years ago, she was a member of the Weather Underground, a group of radicals in this country that wanted to protest the Vietnam War, and to get attention, they committed some violent acts. And her character and some others, and we don't know who those people are, apparently committed some violent act, bombing a building, and people died.
There was a bank robbery. Somebody gets popped in the bank robbery, and everyone that was apparently at that robbery is guilty
by association. But they've all been on the run as fugitives since then. And Robert Redford gets drawn into this and is eventually fingered as one of the people who may have been involved in this. And so he has to go on the run, and he's running from his past, and he has to run to people he knew in the past. And that's essentially the plot of the movie. And I probably shouldn't say more than that without giving anything away.
No, that's good.
Here's what I remember, though. We talked recently about the movie Sneakers,
yes,
which we both liked very much, which is Robert Redford, Sidney Poitier, River Phoenix, Dan Aykroyd, David Strathairn, Mary McDonnell,
Sir Ben Kingsley.
Sir Ben Kingsley, James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you always forget that.
Yeah. That's a terrific movie. And in that movie, Robert Redford plays a guy who, with Ben Kingsley, when they're college kids, they do something that Ben Kingsley gets arrested for, but Robert Redford gets away and he goes on the lam. And by the time the movie starts, we're seeing him as an adult who essentially has been living under a different identity for 30 or 40 years. Sounds familiar, right?
Yes. True.
So when this movie started and we found out what he did for a living and who he was, and now Robert Redford is 70, and it's been 30 years since Sneakers when he was 40, I thought, well, this has got to be the same character. He's just decided to make a new movie about the same character. It's not, but it could be, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be. I honestly, whenever I'm watching, I get in these like Robert Redford moods, man. Spy Game,
mm-hmm.
to me,
with Brad Pitt,
yeah, is a very good, if you like Sneakers, you watch that, yeah. Then you watch Spy Game, yeah. To me, it's brilliant little doubleheader, man.
Yeah. Here's the problem with the company you keep. He has all these people. That's, like I said, that's a hell of a cast. Too many of them are in it for just a scene or two.
And that becomes a distraction when you're watching the film.
Because you want to see him come back. What, right. What happened to him? What happened to her? Why don't we see more of them? Well, you know, I know he's traveling across the country, but that can't be all with that person who probably had to pay a pretty good dollar to appear in that. Maybe they worked for scale because they're working for Robert Redford. I don't know. The movie, I think, loses its way as he finds his way across the country and finds his way towards whatever the resolution of the movie is going to be. But I think it loses its way because it gets bogged down in too many side stories. And there's one particular side story, which I can't reveal to you in case you ever do see the movie, which I think completely takes the movie off a cliff at the end.
I'm really trying hard to see whether I could agree with you or not. I understand you don't want to spoil anything out.
It has to do with the Julie Christie character.
Okay, I agree with 100%.
There's something that's introduced in the last 20 minutes of the movie where you go, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're like, seriously? Really?
You're going to throw that in as the twist?
Yeah.
When there was no clue about it earlier? I hate when they do that.
Now, I'm going to put this out there. I was expecting there to be a twist, honestly, between the character of the Beef, Shia LaBeouf, mm-hmm. and Robert Redford's character.
Yeah.
I was expecting something there.
Yeah.
And when they gave the twist that you're referring to, I was like, oh, come on. If you're going to do that, you should have done the twist I wanted you to do.
Yeah.
That would have been a lot better.
I agree. So I can't give it more than 2 stars.
Wow. Really?
I guess on a scale of 10, I would give it a 5, maybe a 6, somewhere in there. It's not a great movie by any means, especially with a cast that good. I think they blew it. I don't know if it's Redford's fault or the writer's fault or whoever it is. I think he fell in love with it as kind of a vanity project, and it just doesn't hold up.
Well, that new Robert Redford movie that everybody's talking about, the one where he's lost at sea, if you get the chance to see a trailer for that, definitely check it out. I guarantee Academy Award nomination for that role.
Wow.
I guarantee it. A movie about 2 hours long, I believe it maybe has 2 lines of dialogue, and that's it. And it's all Redford. He's the only cast member in the film. It's a gutsy move, man.
They didn't get him a volleyball?
Funny. No, this is a Wilson-less type, castaway type film, man.
That's what it sounds like. All right, quickly, we don't have time to get to all the stuff that's in the clubs, but why don't you go to the little game we play where you give us the names of 5 band names. One of them is fake, and we have to figure out the one that is.
All right, here we go. Candy-Coated Evil, Saturday at the Firebird. The Five and Dimers, Friday at Off-Broadway. The Night Grinder, Saturday at the Heavy Anchor. Aquagina, Friday at FUBAR. Player 2, Friday at Foam Coffee and Beer.
All right. You guys have been kicking my butt the last 2 months.
Wow. Mm.
Those are all good ones.
Wow, they are all
good. Ian, you go first.
I will go with Aquagina.
Dan?
I think I'm going to go with, oh, man, what was the second one?
Five and Dimers.
Yeah, the Five and Dimers.
No, I'm going to try Aquagina.
Me too. I wrote it down. I got to go with it.
Yeah.
You know, I was debating on how to pronounce my fake band name, Aquagina. I went with the safer version, so you guys are all correct. You've all won.
Oh, good job. Wow.
Awesome. Yay, but if you want to start a band and call it that, you can. Just give me credit in the liner notes. I'm Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
Brought to you by 7 locally owned and operated Orrick Home Centers, online at O-R-E-C-K, Orrick.com.
I like Aquagina. Here's Tim. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
All right, that accident on eastbound 40, eastbound 40 at 141 is actually on the ramp, and it's causing a bit of a backup there. Boy, traffic is really snarled up here. You've got slow traffic on westbound 44. It's running slow from the Merrimack River Bridge out through 141. Southbound 141 is jammed up from Big Bend down through Highway 44. We've got a serious accident, Richardson Road. Looks like Richardson Road at Richardson Crossing. Looks like southbound 270 is slow now from Ladue down through Geordie Ferry. Eastbound 40, that is running slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by REI. Save up to 30% on great camping and cycling gear and fall clothing. Go to the REI Fall Season Sale, August 23rd through September 2nd. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Come join us this weekend at the St. Nicholas Greek Festival at Forest Park and Kings Highway. Now St. Louis's largest ethnic festival begins Friday night with select food items. Come join us for authentic Greek food, music, and dancing. And be sure to tour the beautiful church. Buy a raffle ticket and win a 2013 Camaro convertible. Free admission and free parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday evening starting at 5 and continues through the weekend and Labor Day 11 and 9. Sponsored by Budweiser, the king of beers. Oppa!
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, has created an event you have to see to believe. Now through Labor Day, it's Performance Bicycles Super Summer Sale at performancebike.com. One-time special buys, inventory blowouts, end-of-season closeouts. Find savings of 40, 50, up to 60% off. Plus, category after category of top-name gear reduced for this online event. And all bikes on sale.
Many at the lowest prices of the summer.
It's Performance Bicycles Super Summer Sale at performancebike.com. Now through Labor Day.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. While President Obama is trying to make the case to rally U.S. and world public opinion for action against Syria because of an alleged chemical weapons attack, so far France is the only major U.S. ally on board. The administration's released some intelligence info saying that more than 1,400 civilians were killed, including hundreds of children.
This kind of attack is a challenge to the world. We cannot accept a world where women and children